Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there is a great revision being planned. Maybe not so necessary, but it is being planned nonetheless. The Biden administration has announced they're going to change the citizenship test to make it easier. And the main change that they're going to do, which actually makes me sad, because, again, I know that a lot of people are concerned about the dumbing down of everything in America. The citizenship test, which my mom took when she got her naturalized citizenship, having been born in Germany, all four of my grandparents took the citizenship test. And their English wasn't great. You do have to know English and be able to engage in a conversation in the English language. You still will have to do that. But instead of being required to answer questions, you are now given multiple choice. And, okay, there's not an epidemic of people failing the citizenship test, except for one group of people. We will get to that in just a moment. There is also more on basically one of the aspects of the First Amendment, which is against the establishment of a religion. There's a fascinating poll that just came out comparing Americans' views on 35 religious groups, organizations, and belief systems. And this was done by YouGov.com. The poll explores Americans' attitudes toward 35 religious groups, organizations, and belief systems, or belief systems that encompass the largest shares of Americans, including Christianity, Catholicism, and Protestantism, are among the ones that most Americans view favorably. Isn't that kind of nice, kind of reassurance at this point? That generally when people use the term Christianity, clearly meaning the broadest possible definition, that is the top-rated group in terms of when they ask people, and this is what they asked. They said, do you view this group favorably, very favorably, somewhat favorably, neither favorably nor unfavorably? Somewhat unfavorably or very unfavorably. Respondents also could select not sure on any of these. To produce a net score for each religion or group, they subtracted the share who said they view each one unfavorably from those who said they view it favorably. Using this metric, Christianity is by far the most highly favored belief system, receiving a net score of plus 34. Protestantism, which is identified as the next most popular, falls 19 points behind Christianity at plus 15. Just a few points behind Protestantism is the Amish, which is a surprise. That's plus 11. Judaism is also plus 11. Buddhism is plus 10, and Catholicism plus 10. Isn't it surprising that Buddhism ranks as high as Catholicism? That might have to do with some of the long-term enduring bad publicity for Catholicism involving misbehavior by priests or something. The most negative on... do you want to guess what the most negative religion... I'll save the last two at the very bottom of the barrel. But these all got negative ratings. They were Jehovah's Witnesses, minus 31. The Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that's not the main Mormon body that has 17 million adherents around the world. It's the Fundamentalists is a breakaway group of Mormons who still practice plural marriage, which not since 1890 has that been part of Mormon practice. The Islam is rated minus 24. Christian Science, despite my own experiences with people who are Christian Scientists, has been wonderful. And they are charitable and big-hearted and great people, but this gets a negative rating. And the two bottom groups, second to the last, Scientology.
A winner!
And last place, sorry guys, Satanism.
Swear to God, he said. Swear to God, true story.
We're not implying that there is any association with Satanism in the Biden administration. No, not at all. Okay, but again, one of the things we have in the United States is one of the reasons that I believe the United States is much more successful in actually attracting people to regular church services or synagogue services is because there is such a vital competition. There's not one faith that overarches all the others and dominates. It's an open competition, and it's a marketplace of ideas and beliefs and practices. Now, again, you would recognize in the citizenship test that that was an appropriate right to defend. Let me just share with you some of the questions from the citizenship test. The way it works is there are 100 questions that they put together. I would say all of the questions should be incredibly easy. I'm very worried if they're not incredibly easy. But you only get 10 questions of 100, and then you have to get 6 of them right. And what are the questions? They ask you this, for instance. What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution? Anybody want to call in? We don't have time for this. Okay. It's the Bill of Rights. And then they say, what is one right or freedom that is guaranteed by the First Amendment? And by the way, what they have listed as the right answers, and these are questions that are supposed to be asked orally, speech, religion, assembly, press, petition the government. And this question, not everybody could get. Here's one. How many amendments does the Constitution have? It has 27. And then it says, what did the Declaration of Independence do? Somebody, and by the way, if you're finding that one tough, what does the Declaration of Independence do? Think it. They declared something. What did they declare?
Bacalea.
No. They declared independence. And they say, name one branch of government. And then what are the two parts of the U.S. Congress? And again, this is very basic stuff. Here's what's scary. They estimate that, and it's one of the reasons they're trying to make this easier, is they have the embarrassment whenever this is given to people who are citizens because they're born here, they're native-born Americans, over a third fail the citizenship exam. They wouldn't qualify if they were applying for naturalization. They have, here's a good one. What are two cabinet-level positions? And they have them all listed here. And what are two cabinet-level positions? You can even say vice president. That's an acceptable answer. It's a cabinet-level position. He attends cabinet meetings. But what is the highest court in the land? And now you don't have any Supremes music to play in the background.
I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid.
And there is the idea that they're going to make the citizenship test even easier to, I guess, encourage people as much as possible to join us as citizens of this great nation. How'd this great nation do in producing great movies this last year? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed Show. MichaelMedVed.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael MedVed for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Michael MedVed Show. MichaelMedVed.com.
And on the Michael MedVed Show, people thinking about New Year and how everybody's going to celebrate New Year's. It's one of those holidays that I think people do like to drink. They go watch fireworks sometimes. when you can see up in the crowd. Yes, there is such a thing as New Year's resolutions, which is useful. But it's very tough to think of a lot of great movies. I mean, Christmas time is associated with so many classic films. I mean, the best of them all, It's a Wonderful Life. And obviously all the versions of Christmas Carol, which work pretty well, even this year, Spirited, was not a bad movie. It was actually a fairly entertaining movie with Tim Farrell and Ryan Reynolds. And meanwhile, there is this where this was not a good year for the movie industry. There were a lot of bust movies. There were tremendous successes like Top Gun. Top Gun Maverick is very likely to be nominated for Best Picture, and I don't think that's a bad nomination at all. It is one of those things where they assume that if they nominate Maverick, and this year they will have 10 nominees for Best Picture, it's not once you reach a recent plateau, it's that there will be 10 different nominees, and that film being the number one film of the year in terms of box office, and being also a critical favorite and being a likely nominee for Best Picture, maybe people actually watch the Oscars this year. But then there's the other side on the movie industry, which was the movie industry was very badly hurt, of course, by COVID when there were entire multiplexes that closed down. And given the fact that it's taken a while to come back, and not everybody is wearing masks now, and given the fact that they actually, most theater owners make more money from selling concessions in terms of their popcorn and your candies of various kinds and your soft drinks, you make more on that than they do in terms of their share of the ticket price. But there are some profound questions about the health of the movie industry, which spill over to the health of basically the country at large. The Rolling Stone has a piece this week, and the headline is 2022 was the year of the cannibal. What does that say about us? From Dahmer and Yellow Jackets to Fresh and Bones and All, flesh eaters entered the culture big time this year. You could also add a movie called The Menu, which was what the surprise on the menu was. Well, guess what? Human flesh. In an undeniably great year for horror, writes Brenna Ehrlich in Rolling Stone, the most unsettling scene from one of the more popular series featured a man offering his neighbors a sandwich. Granted, that man was cannibalistic serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer. His neighbor was the woman who got him evicted, and the sandwich possibly contained the human flesh. But the menace and uncertainty of the exchange and the show at large captured the horrified attention of millions of viewers. Ryan Murphy's Dahmer Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, starring Evan Peters, is one of Netflix's most watched and most controversial shows of all time, and just one of many cannibal narratives that kept viewers in its thrall this year. From Dahmer, both the fictionalized series and an accompanying docuseries, to the insanely buzzy Showtime drama Yellow Jackets, to the horror comedy of Fresh, and the achingly tragic Bones and All. Achingly is right, but nauseatingly, I mean, the Bones and All features a scene in which two lovebirds together start slicing open and eating out the innards of one of their victims. I mean, it's unbelievable. And, of course, it's supposed to be an art film because it includes Timothy Chalamet as one of the cannibalistic stars. This is extraordinary. And, look, it's one of those reasons that when I put together my list of the top 10 movies this year, and it was hard this year because there were a bunch of movies that I liked, and you can't have all of them on the top 10. But one of the movies that I liked a great deal, because it's, to my mind, the best acting performance yet by Adam Sandler, in Hustle, which is a great sports movie. And it's about Adam Sandler as a scout for the Philadelphia 76ers, who is looking for a basketball star and helping him along his way in Americanization. And it actually is one of those sports movies that you really follow and is not predictable in every single scene. So that was my number 10 on my best of the year list. Number 9, Operation Mincemeat, which stars Colin Firth and others as that British team, which included the real Ian Fleming, the creator of James Bond, who actually misled the Nazis so that they expected that the invasion of Italy, which occurred in the latter stages of the war, but they expected it was going to come at Greece. All of this involved planting a corpse who was supposed to be a secret courier who the Germans would misinterpret. It's an amazing story, and it's fascinating, and it stars a real-life hero played by Colin Firth, whose name was Ashley Montague, but that is my number 9. Number 8, Nicolas Cage playing very convincingly Nicolas Cage. And it's one of those things that erases the line between the actor and his public personality and the character he's playing on screen. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. It's impossible not to be a little bit surprised by it and to laugh out loud. And that brings us to The Phantom of the Open. Okay, I am not a big fan of golf. I find golf kind of boring, but this is a film with Mark Rylance, who plays a guy who becomes, he's a factory worker in Britain, and he becomes obsessed with entering the British Open. Yeah, really. And it's a true story, and it's heartwarming, and it's very funny. And speaking of heartwarming, the very handsome and beautifully executed The 13 Lives by Ron Howard. Obviously, you know that name, a great director. It's, again, a true story about 13 people who were rescued through a remarkable worldwide effort of collaboration. And it includes Colin Firth in the film and Viggo Mortensen and more. We will get to the other great movies and the very worst of 2022, plus new movies like A Man Called Otto and Living and Emancipation, all coming up on The MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. TSA News Update. More than 2,400 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the U.S. already. That's according to FlightAware, which also found over 2,600 flights have been delayed in the U.S. as well. Southwest is far and away the most canceled flights at over 2,300. Many people are looking for answers after their holiday travel plans were canceled due to the weather. Clint Henderson, managing editor of the Points Guy Travel Tips website, says there are multiple ways you can be ready the next time you have to alter your vacation route.
Book a nonstop flight if you can. Don't try to build in stops. If there's a direct flight, make sure you're taking that direct flight.
Three-time World Cup champion Pelé is dead at the age of 82. He died in Brazil after being hospitalized due to cancer. The forward won his first World Cup at age 17 and would do so two more times. The only player with such a trophy count. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, I have been late putting together my list of best and worst movies for 2022. Why? Because there's so many movies that come out this late time of year, and I want to be able to look at all of them. One of the favorites for this year for best movie at the Oscars and elsewhere is a movie I just saw, I just caught up with. And we're going to review it later. It is not on my best of the year list. It is a movie called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And so we'll be reviewing that a little bit later in this show. But it's difficult, and I will acknowledge here that there is a much-acclaimed movie that some people like. Other people are extremely underwhelmed by it. The new Avatar movie, which I just have not been able to see with the other demands of a fairly busy schedule. However, there's another new movie that, well, we'll get to that and we'll review it, and I just saw it last night, the Emancipation movie with Will Smith, which is now available on Apple TV Plus. But we will get to that as well. So I'm talking about my list of the top 10. And going from the 13 Lives, which is number 6 on my list, number 5 is a documentary, and it's the only documentary that actually made my list. There is another one called The Youth Governor, which came close, is an honorable mention. But Sydney is a documentary about Sidney Poitier. And I never met the man. I wish I had. He seemed like a great human being and certainly a great actor. If you look at some of his success as the first truly undeniable megawatt black star ever. And he had 1 year where he had in the same year, he's had To Sir With Love and Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and In the Heat of the Night, which won the Oscar. And he was a remarkable presence. And what this movie is in his 90s, he just died recently. I think it was at 97. He lived a very, very full life. His children are all in this movie, which, by the way, was produced by Oprah Winfrey and others. And a lot of the film is him talking directly into the camera. Now, apparently they produced this with him actually talking to Oprah. And he's incredibly candid, very perceptive, brilliant. And it's a joy to actually watch the film because you feel like there's Sidney Poitier talking, not to Oprah Winfrey, he's talking to you. Listen.
My life has had more than a few wonderful, indescribable turns, and I have lived them.
He came to this earth to move it, to change it, to shake it.
We're hanging together by a few cultural threads, and Sidney Poitier is one of those cultural threads.
Okay, again, the, of course, very distinguished people of every race and background and viewpoint are also included commenting on Sidney Poitier and his work. And this is one of those films that actually makes you feel good and feel good about humanity and feel good about the country. And that's a welcome development. My fourth film is very, very different. And it's just one of those things that's so visually spectacular. It's called The Northman. And Northman is, of course, Norse. It's actually supposed to be a Viking from Denmark. And it is a spectacular evocation of what life might have been like for that culture in the 9th century, in the 800s. And it's so well thought out, and the details are so convincing that you feel as if you're transported into a realm that has its own dark magic. Listen.
Why would he stow away to such a hellish place?
To find what was stolen from me.
What is that?
A kingdom.
You must choose between kindness for your kin or hate for your enemies.
Your strength breaks men's bones. I have the cunning to break their minds.
And night by night, we will carry out my pledge of vengeance.
Okay, Vikings haven't done so well in films. There is an old film called The Vikings, which is kind of famous because there's a scene in it when they land in their Viking ship and you can see the wristwatch on the, it featured Ernest Borgnine as a very unlikely Viking and Tony Curtis and others. This is not like that. This is a film that actually does try to bring you closer to Norse culture. Okay, and that brings to the third film on my list, which is called The Duke. And the film stars Jim Broadbent and Helen Mirren, who get involved in a very unlikely way in a real-life art heist in Britain in the 1960s.
I can explain.
I'm shaken.
It's the shock.
Shock, yes. I'm shocked there's a stolen masterpiece in my wardrobe.
Not very good, is it? What's he actually asking for?
£140,000.
For what?
Charity.
Good grief.
I'm tackling social injustice.
I'm like Robin Hood.
You're an idiot.
And it's a true story. And actually, they use some of the actual words that came out and that were used in the trial to a art thief who actually became, for a brief while at least, a folk hero. And speaking of a folk hero, there's my number two movie of the year is a naval aviator film. And no, it's not Top Gun Maverick. It's a wonderful film, by the way. I gave Top Gun Maverick 3.5 stars. I thought it was awfully good. But Devotion is even better. And it's a true story of the first black naval aviator, played by a wonderful rising star named Jonathan Majors. Listen.
You're the only person I ever met belonged in the sky. Just remember, you belong down here with us too, okay?
Commanding officer called you one of the best pilots he's ever seen.
It must be hard being the
naval aviator.
The whole world's looking different.
Did you ever think that you'd be in a squadron with a colored aviator?
Lieutenant Tom Hudner.
Jesse Brown. It's good to meet you.
Can't tell you how many times people have told me to give up, quit, die even.
North Koreans came pouring over the 38th parallel.
If our guys need help, the most important thing is this. You bring everyone home.
Okay, it's a stirring movie. The flying is amazing, using some actual vintage Korean War planes that were the planes that the aviators used. What's fascinating about the film is the love of country, the love of the Navy, and it all comes out with someone who himself has a naval background, and his father was a black naval aviator at a time when the Army was just getting over actually being segregated. So the Devotion is one of those films you cannot watch it, I promise you, without being dazzled and inspired. And speaking of dazzling and inspiring, that brings me to my number one film. And we will also get directly to some of the other pictures that are being released today. Living, which is a remake of a classic Japanese film, Ikuru. Everything Everywhere All at Once. Bardo, which is a film by an Oscar-winning director. And A Man Called Otto, with Tom Hanks, his latest, in a very, very different sort of role. We will be right back with more on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, wishing everybody out there a very wonderful new year. Not just a New Year celebration, but a year with satisfaction and joy and fulfillment of all the worthy goals that most Americans harbor and entertain. And speaking of entertaining, I've spoken a lot about Steven Spielberg and The Fablemans, and yeah, that's my best movie of the year. And it is one of those movies that, like West Side Story last year, Spielberg seems to have a candidate for Best Picture almost every year. And he wins very seldom because Steven Spielberg has done another great film with fantastic music by John Williams and wonderful performances and surprises in it. And all of that is true of The Fablemans, which is about a family trying to stick together while it's falling apart. And to some extent of the joyous and healing capacity of movie making and great movies. And it's, in a sense, it's the opposite of Babylon, because Babylon is about the movie industry, but there's nothing admirable about it and the way it's portrayed in that particular film. And this covering a period when they made some pretty amazing motion pictures that were real works of art that here are treated as shabby pretensions for decadence. In any event, The Fablemans, which it seems to me very hard to imagine that someone could see it and not be moved and touched and surprised and entertained for nearly 3 hours. It's a long movie.
You dismiss what he does that's playful or imaginative. You could afford to be a little encouraging.
She should have been a concert piano player.
Family, it'll tear you in two.
What kind of movie are you going to make?
You stop making movies, it'll break your mother's heart.
I don't know what to do anymore.
You do what your heart says you have to.
Okay, The Fablemans, by the way, I think that last year Spielberg had his candidate, West Side Story, and it was beaten at the Oscars by Coda. Remember Coda? Well, maybe you don't. but again, it was sort of the little film that could. This year, the film that people are going to be dealing with in that regard is probably Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is also subject to review because I just saw it. Okay, Everything Everywhere All at Once stars Michelle Yeoh, who is a veteran martial arts star. She was in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And the film is basically otherworldly. She plays a Chinese immigrant who runs a laundromat, is having some challenges in her marriage. Her father is coming over from Asia, and she is having a tough time with the IRS and an IRS agent who's played by Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mrs. Wang, are you with us?
I am paying attention.
Now, you may only see a pile of receipts, but I see a story. I can see where this story is going.
It does not look good.
No, it doesn't look good. Not to me, anyway. It looks indulgent, inventive, and basically completely incoherent. And, again, you kind of find these people interesting, but there are long, long martial arts sequences and basically a dream, passages that try to erase the boundary between dream and reality. Two stars for Everything Everywhere All at Once. It's rated R. It's now available on multiple streaming services. And despite my naysaying, it will probably be a factor in the Oscar competition coming up. Also released this week is Living. Living is a remake of a great film by Kurosawa, the great Japanese director, called Ikuru, about a stuffy bureaucrat who finally learns that he has only weeks to live. Listen.
Mr. Williams, doctor will see you now.
The results have come back. It's never easy this. Quieter. Well, sir, it's time to live a little.
If only to be alive for one day. But I realize that I don't know how.
Okay, they've moved the story from Tokyo to London. But it's still 1951. And the evocation of the early 1950s Britain is extremely seductive and very effective. Bill Nighy, who people may remember from Love Actually, he played the rock god in Love Actually, is marvelous in the movie, and it's almost entirely works. Sentimental? Predictable? Yeah, but very effective. 3 stars for Living. It's PG-13 with death and limited time, a major feature. There's also Bardo, which is by Alejandro Iñárritu, who did The Revenant, and he did Birdman, which was an Oscar winner. It's Spanish language. It's dreamlike. It is fascinating, visually stunning, and frustrating. 2.5 stars for Bardo. It's rated R. It's on Netflix. And finally, there's A Man Called Otto, which is the new movie with Tom Hanks. He plays a crusty widower who suddenly finds his heart, Scrooge-like heart, softened by the family that has moved in next door.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Otto.
Otto?
O-T-T-O.
I'm Abby. O-T-T-O.
The whole neighborhood is falling apart these days.
Are you always this unfriendly?
I am not unfriendly.
Okay, you're not. Every word you say is like a warm cuddle.
Okay, this movie wants to be like a warm cuddle, but it has very dark themes. And you only find out through flashbacks that come during the movie, some of them featuring Tom Hanks's real-life son, Truman Hanks, playing him as a young man, what it is that makes him so bitter. The suicidal themes that are very powerful in this movie are dark and effective enough to be dark. 2.5 stars for A Man Called Otto, a strange role for Tom Hanks. Finally, Will Smith. How do you follow up his Oscar for playing King Richard, the father of Venus and Serena? He does it with a movie that is quite remarkable, and it's gorgeously shot. It's by Anton Fuqua, who did Training Day. And it's an evocation of the Civil War era that is mostly in black and white with occasional flashes of color that are hypnotizing and wonderful. And Will Smith, superb, playing a runaway slave who was heard that the Emancipation Proclamation makes him free.
Give thanks to God. Lord is with us. What can a mere man do to me?
I will come back to you!
You walk the earth because I let you. I'm your God now.
Slaves are free.
Okay, that evil guy, I'm your God now, that's Ben Foster, who was outstanding and maybe worthy of Oscar consideration as a disgusting villain slave catcher. This is based on a true story. We don't know that much about Whipped Peter, who was a subject of a very famous photograph that changed people's minds about slavery in the middle of the Civil War when it was taken. The film is actually historically responsible. It features a segment toward the end that is reminiscent of Glory, that great film with Denzel Washington and Matthew Broderick so many years ago. But this film has its own power. The Civil War battles that you actually see are beautifully evoked, while the drama of Whipped Peter's escape, which occupies most of the movie, is very brutal for an R rating, but extraordinarily engaging and moving. Will Smith has a lot that he's making up for. And by the way, the accent that you heard there, he's playing a character who is Haitian originally. And it is true that particularly in Louisiana, which is where the film is set, they had Haitian characters. Bringing you back to the world of 1863, well done. Three stars, it's rated a powerful R for all kinds of pain and violence on Apple TV Plus. Okay, so now you have some entertainment alternatives. And wishing everyone out there a great rest of 2022, a few more days, and then a glorious, greatest ever 2023 for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.